Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bishop Hutchinson, I'm so blessed, I'm privileged, I'm again thanked, I'm highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today, and I pray that you are excited and encouraged in the things of God by the Spirit of God today. Today we're going to be talking about a message of a kingdom mindset, and we're going to be looking at some scriptures in the New Testament where Jesus talks about the primary message and mission that he came to proclaim, which was the kingdom of God. And if we understand why Jesus placed so much emphasis on this concept for the disciples and those who listened to him preach and teach while he walked the earth, we will also understand why we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we can also be prepared for the kingdom. Hallelujah. So I pray that you'll go ahead and get your Bible, your paper and pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes and study along with us, saints of God. I encourage you to do this so that you can search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Hallelujah. So God wants to communicate his word clearly and directly to you at your level of understanding. Praise the Lord. So again, we're going to be talking about a kingdom mindset today, and we're going to, for our foundational scripture, we're going to look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, with verse 3 being the key or central verse that we're going to be examining today. So if you're going to be reading along with us, you can turn or make note of Acts chapter 1, verse number 1. Let's start reading. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. Verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God, a kingdom mindset. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We ascribe worth to you today. We exalt, we magnify, we acknowledge your sovereignty over our lives. We pray, Father, now that your perfect will be done in, round, through us, and to us. May your word go forth freely, God, unhindered by any imagination, any thought, any spirit, oh God. Let your word penetrate into our hearts and our minds today. I pray that your spirit, oh God, will manifest in us through healing and salvation and provision. Give us understanding and quicken our spirit today, Father, that we will be made alive or fresh by the power of your word. Help us to develop a mindset where we can focus on the things that you are focused on. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray and we say thank you. And we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks again. Hallelujah. Welcome again to the Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. We're talking today about a kingdom mindset. And we see in this foundational scripture where the writer of the book of Acts, which is ascribed to be Luke, is writing to the apostles or some early believers, and he's starting out this chapter by letting the readers know why he wrote this book. So here he says, in my former book, which Luke had wrote, the book of Luke, now he's following up with the book of Acts. He said, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up into heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. And then in verse 3, he says, after his suffering, he presented himself, that is, after Jesus was buried and resurrected, he presented himself, or he appeared and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. And he appeared to them. At the end of verse 3, over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom. Hallelujah. So this is what happened after Jesus was crucified, dead, buried. And after he was resurrected from the dead, he appeared in the earth for about the space of 40 days before he ascended unto the Father in heaven. Come on, thanks to God. So you know that if Jesus had one thing he wanted to reemphasize with the early believers, he was going to speak about that during the time before he ascended to his Father. And so here we see that Luke identifies the key thing that Jesus wanted to leave with us. Almost as if to say, I have one final thing I want to emphasize with you. If you don't get anything else out of all that you have seen and heard and witnessed, I want you to get this mindset. So let me teach you about the kingdom. And so we see that the writer here in Acts says that Jesus appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Which is why today, thanks to God, we want to emphasize this message that Jesus emphasized so that we also can develop a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. So we must understand what Jesus taught them about the kingdom over this 40-day period. Now, of course, while Jesus walked the earth, he emphasized the priority of the kingdom. He says, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. So he says, and the kingdom of God is like this. Or some instances, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this, depending on whether he was writing to Jewish or Gentile readers. So let's understand today, children of God, why the kingdom was the primary message that Jesus had. Why, in order to enter into God's kingdom, what are the necessary steps that have to be taken? And we need to ask ourselves, how about taking the steps that are necessary for me to enter into God's kingdom? For not all will inherit the kingdom of God, but it is God's desire that we do inherit the kingdom that has been prepared for us before the foundations of the world. So one of the reasons, as we read further into this chapter, of why Jesus emphasized the kingdom of God as opposed to other kingdoms, we have to understand that during this time, even Israel had once considered itself a kingdom. And let's read the next couple of verses just to get an understanding of why Jesus emphasized this with his readers on this day. In verse 4, it says, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now here's the insight into where the disciples' mind was. Verse 6, then they gathered around him and asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Or in other words, are you going to be restoring the kingdom of Israel? Now you see the two different levels of their understanding of why Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God for 40 days, because they were still focused on these earthly kingdoms that once existed and had no longer was existing during this time. How many of you know, according to the Old Testament text, through one of the prophets, he says that, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his kingdom shall be no end. So here we see again the disciples are thinking about a kingdom that once King David and King Solomon had ruled over. But that kingdom has long since disappeared. So Jesus is not going to talk to them about something that has existed and that no longer exists. He's talking about the kingdom of God that has always existed and is going to be manifested in the presence of all. It's coming soon. And this is why he wanted to focus on the future, not focusing on the past, of what was, but what is and what is to come. And this is why when we read the book of Revelation, we understand that the angels proclaimed glory and honor and holy, holy, holy is he who sits on the throne of God, who was and is to come. Somebody say a kingdom mindset. So let's understand the kingdom is God's rule and reign. And in order for us to get a mindset, we must recognize his authority to rule and to reign over our lives. For Jesus said in another text, for the kingdom of God is within you. That is, when you allow him by the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in you, then the kingdom is established. And so again, here the writer of the book of Acts says, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles that he had chosen, and after suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive, number one, and he appeared over a period of 40 days and spoke exclusively, we can gather, about the kingdom of God. And I just read with you why he did so, because the disciples, as many of us may also be thinking, that somehow, some way, that God wants to establish his kingdom in this earth. But you haven't read the gospel of the kingdom. He says, well, heaven and earth will pass away, including the earth that we live in now. All right? And that all things will be made new, if you read the book of Revelation. So, which talks about the ushering in of the kingdom of God. Thinks this is where God is pointing us to. This is where Jesus says, I'm going away to prepare a place for you that one day you will be where I am. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. So Jesus often spoke to his disciples, and the Holy Spirit is continuing that ministry and mission of Jesus, for the Godhead is one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The message that they're going to proclaim will be consistent with the message that has always been proclaimed. For God is not contrary to himself. So Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God, even though the disciples were thinking about the kingdom of Israel. So let's understand the word mind in order to get the word mindset. If we understand the definition for the word mind, we'll understand several other scriptures where the writer said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So as we see Jesus spoke for 40 days about the kingdom, we know what was in his mind and we know what was on his mind. So when the writer says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, he wants your mind to be focused on the kingdom. Hallelujah, thanks to God. Somebody say a kingdom mindset. So let's look at the definition for the word mind. And it basically speaks that it is the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. Hallelujah. That is what the mind is capable of doing. So it is, again, it is the element of a person that enables them to be aware. So Jesus wanted his disciples to be aware of the world and their experiences. He wanted them to think and to feel and have a consciousness and thought about the kingdom of God. And this is the same mindset that we need to develop, thanks to God. If we're going to be operating in the perfect will of God, if we're going to be receiving God's favor, if we're going to be used as an instrument in his hand, we have to be focused on the things that God is focused on, not on the things that we want to focus on. We got to have a kingdom mindset. You got to be aware of the world and your experience. You got to think and feel, and you got to be conscious and thought about the kingdom of God. So that is the working definition we'll use for mind. Now let's tie in that word with a word mindset. So now that we know what the mind should be focused on, what happens when your mind is set on these things? We call that a mindset. And a mindset is the established set of attitudes that are held by someone. So we see that in Jesus, after his resurrection and before his ascension, spent 40 days talking about the kingdom of God, we now know that Jesus had a kingdom mindset. It was an established set of attitudes that he held. And if we are Christ-like, if we're not just Christians by name only, but we actually are Christians, that is, if we are actually Christ-like, which is what the word Christian means, then we also, children of God, will have an established set of attitudes just as Jesus had about the kingdom of God. And this is why today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're speaking to you about a kingdom mindset. So there we have some working definitions for the mind and what a kingdom mindset is. So when we understand the kingdom is God's rule and reign, and that Jesus' mind is focused on his rule and his coming reign, but he was also focused on the fact that they were going to have the kingdom within them as they allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign over their lives. So let's look back again at Acts chapter 1. You see Jesus, according to Luke, the writer of Acts, that Jesus gave them these instructions by the power or through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus went on to tell them, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. For this is how the kingdom will be established in them, even prior to the visible kingdom appearing. There's an invisible kingdom that already exists, for Christ has already came and conquered death. He's already pulled down every power and principality that's contrary to the will and ways of God in the hearts and minds of those who have yielded themselves to his word and his will. So he was telling his early disciples, and the Holy Spirit is still speaking today, for he wants the kingdom of God to be established even greater ways in the earth in order to usher in the visible kingdom of God. He wants it to be established first in your hearts and minds. This is what Jesus was speaking, according to Luke, to the early disciples, and this is the same thing that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today. Then look at verse number 7. And we see again that the writer says, Jesus said to them after they asked whether this would be the ushering in of the kingdom of Israel. Now, Jesus has already told them by his teaching that this is about the kingdom of God. But then he said in response to their question, he said, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Somebody say authority. See, this is his rule and his reign. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah, thanks to God. Jesus saying, get your mind off of this one country. Get your mind off of these natural, physical, geological locations, and set your mind on things above, which will far exceed the boundaries of this kingdom of Israel that you speak of, that will far exceed the limitations of land masses and natural boundaries, that will far exceed anything that you can imagine or have experienced up until now, saints of God. Only those who develop a kingdom mindset will be able to see beyond their immediate situation and circumstances. Only those who establish a kingdom mindset will be able to look beyond natural barriers and things that hinder us according to physical and natural means. Oh yes, Jesus was talking about a kingdom that cannot be undone, as the kingdom of Israel had obviously already been undone. So he says, it is not for you to know the times that the Father has set by his own authority, by his own rule and reigning, by his own sovereign ability. But, Jesus said, I'm going to allow you to experience a portion of the kingdom right here in the earth. I'm going to allow you to operate by the authority by which God has established these things in heaven, that they also may be established in the earth. Somebody give God praise today. Yes, we're talking about a kingdom mindset. And so this is what Jesus spoke about for 40 days after his resurrection and prior to his ascension unto heaven, saints of God. So he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and then you will be my witnesses beyond the boundaries of Israel. You will go all the way throughout Jerusalem and Judea and all of Samaria, and you will go to the end of the uttermost parts of the earth. This is why we must get the kingdom mindset, for the kingdom is not limited to a certain landmass, for the kingdom is not limited to a certain continent, for the kingdom of God is not limited to one hemisphere of the earth. He says, I want you to go and take this gospel, which is the good news of the kingdom of God, that is God's rule and his reign, to the end of the earth. And then verse 9 says, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. So these were the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples before he ascended to his Father and our Father. And this is why Jesus taught them and taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for thy kingdom come. Somebody said, me, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it has already been authorized in heaven. Oh, somebody give God praise right now. And this is why Jesus spent so much time, according to the writer of Acts. He spent 40 days teaching and preaching about the kingdom of God. And he told them how it would be manifested even in the earth. Even though he was going away to prepare the place for us, he wanted to prepare us for that place. Hallelujah, saints of God. So we see again Jesus, according to the writer of Acts, spent 40 days talking exclusively about the kingdom of God. Let's look at some other text of scripture where Jesus was speaking while he was walking the earth. Even prior to his crucifixion, he was proclaiming this very same message. So again, as we look at these scriptures, we understand what was on Christ's mind. We understand what was on God's mind. We understand what the Holy Spirit's mission was by encouraging and empowering and enabling Jesus' disciples to be witnesses in their Jerusalem, in all of Judea, Samaria. And as we who are listening to this broadcast today from nations all over the earth to the uttermost parts of the earth, this is how the kingdom of God is established. But at first, it has to be established in your mind. So I pray today that as you're listening to this broadcast, that the Holy Spirit, just as he did in response to Jesus' promise of them receiving power to be witnesses, that even you today will receive that same power to be witnesses. We can take a look at some scriptures, other scriptures that Jesus spoke about. The same writer of the book of Acts, which we identified in Luke, let's take a look at Luke's letter, Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Where we'll read where it says, soon afterwards, he began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God, and the 12, which is the 12 disciples or later apostles, were with him. So they had seen Jesus, even while he walked the earth physically prior to his crucifixion and burial and resurrection, that they had seen him. That's why Luke mentions that, and the 12 were with him as he proclaimed this good news, this gospel, and preached about the kingdom of God. He preached this because it was what was on his mind. It was what was on God's mind. It was what he wanted to be in our mind. Oh, thanks to God, today we need to set our affections on things above, not on things in the earth, as we read in our foundational text that the early disciples did. They were still thinking about the kingdom of Israel when Jesus was teaching them about the kingdom of God. Somebody give God praise. So we see here again in Luke 8:1, where he says that he went from one city and did it to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. That is God's rule and reign. It won't be the Romans who will rule over your life forever. It will be God. It will not be King David or King Solomon that rule over your life forever. It will be God. It will be God's son, Jesus Christ, the one who is speaking to them right now. He will be the King of kings. He will be the Lord of lords. He spoke about the kingdom of God to them. We see in Acts 28:31, it says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with openness unhindered. This is the mission that the apostles grabbed hold of after they received the gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus talked about. They went about preaching the same thing that was on Christ's mind. It was now on their mind. So as they went forth, they preached the kingdom of God. And they taught the things concerning the Lord Jesus, which is the King of the kingdom of God, with all openness unhindered. And I pray, I thank God today for this opportunity to be a continuation of that ministry and mission in the earth today. Look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, where it says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is at hand. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says, Jesus was going through all the villages and cities. Somebody say all. He was going through all the cities and villages, just like I pray that the Holy Spirit is sending this message into all cities and villages. And when he said he was teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Oh, thanks to God. Can you understand that when God rules and reigns, or where God rules and reigns, nothing else can rule and nothing else can reign? And this is why, as he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom, that every disease and every sickness had to come under the authority of Jesus Christ. This is why demons were subject to him. This is why Jesus says that the early disciples will lay hand upon the sick and the sick shall recover, that they will cast out demons or even raise the dead. For wherever the kingdom is, it is ruling and reigning over every situation and circumstance that present itself in opposition to the kingdom of God. Saints, just imagine that today if we went about continuing the ministry and mission that Christ himself proclaimed, and that he empowered the early apostles to proclaim through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. If we likewise, saints, could develop a kingdom mindset and proclaim and teach the kingdom of God, we also will witness these very same things. You can also take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. Praise the Lord. I pray somebody's getting this today. Let's take a look at one more, Matthew 10 and 7. And Jesus said to his disciples, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is at hand. I'm here to proclaim to you today, children of God, every person under the sound and hearing my voice, I proclaim to you that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within you. If you open up your heart right now, confess every one of your sins. Sins are the things that you already know make you feel guilty as opposition to God. Allow God to rule and reign in your heart, and the kingdom will establish itself in you. And as you go forth from that point forward, proclaim the good news of the power of God to rule and reign over the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in the earth. And proclaim this gospel in your Jerusalem, in all of your Judea and your Samaria. And if God so enable you, take it to the uttermost parts of the earth. This is what happens, I pray. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that each and every person under the sound and hearing of my voice will embrace the good news of the kingdom of God, that they will accept God's rule and reign over their lives, that they will surrender their way of thinking to his way of thinking, that they will allow their minds to be transformed and renewed, that the same mind and the things that was on Jesus' mind would be in our mind and on our mind today. So, Father, we bless and we praise you today for your kingdom that already is and will come. May it be manifested in greater ways even on this day, and we thank you and praise you in advance today for this kingdom mindset in Jesus' name and by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, be glorified. Amen.